When the truth is found to be
during the late 1960s, San Francisco's Fillmore District became known the world over for rock and roll. But before rock, the Fillmore was a black neighborhood known for jazz.
Then, almost overnight, the neighborhood and the music disappeared. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports on the district that was known as the Harlem of the West and on a new book that looks at Black Fillmore's glory days.
Elizabeth Pepin is a documentary filmmaker and photographer. When she lived in San Francisco as a child, she remembers puzzling over the bleak landscape in a specific part of the city.
We'd go through the Fillmore. My father would drive us to downtown, and I'd always ask him, why are these huge lots here? And he never really would answer me. And finally, I found out it's because half the neighborhood had been bulldozed over.
When San Francisco hopped on the urban renewal bandwagon in the 60s, the city gained a lot of fancy high-rises and lost a lot of its black population. Originally, they'd come as part of the Great Northern Migration that brought black families from the segregated South into the less segregated Bay Area to work in war-related industries like the shipyards. Many settled in the Fillmore. Former Mayor Willie Brown grew up there. In The Fillmore, a documentary on the neighborhood produced by Elizabeth Pepin, Brown recalls how lively it was.
And you walked the streets looking for parties. And it was the way that many of the people wrote about the Renaissance in Harlem. That was what Fillmore Street was like in those days.
Peter Fitzsimmons is a real estate developer whose father, drummer Alan Smith, was a Fillmore resident and club favorite.
People from all over the world would come to play at Bop City. All the greats, Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, Charlie Mingus, my dad, Alan Smith. They would come and go to Bop City to see and be seen, and they would have jam sessions.
Photos from the Fillmore's golden era show Ella Fitzgerald, John Coltrane, Lionel Hampton, and Dexter Gordon all playing neighborhood clubs like Jimbo's Bop City and the Texas Playhouse. That visual history has been gathered in a book, Harlem of the West, the San Francisco Fillmore Jazz Era. Pepin and photographer Lewis Watts, who co-authored the book, met while researching the neighborhood. Watts says a certain kind of photo kept popping up.
A lot of the jazz clubs hired photographers, and it's funny, there's no pictures of people in the churches, there's not a lot of pictures, there's some pictures of people on the life on the street, but there's a lot of pictures of the different clubs, and I think that was sort of the cultural sort of apex of the area.
The black and white photos show patrons at the Texas Playhouse dressed to the nines in paper New Year's hats, which were distributed and worn every night. Then there's Duke Ellington and a bevy of admirers at the Manor Plaza Hotel. And Billie Holiday in a strapless gown, accessorized with her tiny chihuahua at Cafe Society.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
These mementos of a vanished era almost vanished themselves. As the Fillmore's clubs and businesses closed, the photos that recorded its history became scattered. Lewis Watts tried to discover where they'd gone. A tip led him to Reggie Pettis, owner of the New Chicago Barbershop on Fillmore Street. In Pepin's documentary, as he clips a customer's hair, Pettis recalls how thoroughly urban renewal erased the Fillmore he knew.
Redevelopment had come through, and now this whole area was blighted. They just tore down all the buildings, and it was just all empty. A long time ago, it used to be, years back, we used to call it the Fillmore, and then I called it the No More.
When Pettis got to know Watts a little better, he decided to entrust him with a precious piece of Fillmore history he'd been safeguarding. Watts was astonished.
He had in his back room were in some cases, framed photographs, and a lot of cases, supermarket bags just filled with loose photographs, amazing photographs with no labels, some of them torn, some of them with water stains, but like just amazing photographs.
Thanks to Watts and Pepin, photos from the old neighborhood have been restored and preserved for people who will never know Black Fillmore. Yet the two worry that much of the community's story is incomplete.
I'm still like, God, I should have included that, or I really wish that photograph, and Lou feels the same
and
way.
Many of the people have died, you know, sort of, and have taken their stories with them to the grave, which we really regret.
Walk through today's Fillmore and the empty lots are now filled with unexceptional high-rises and mundane storefronts. The old clubs remain only in memory, and now in work like Harlem of the West. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
There are photos from the Harlem of the West and news about an exhibition of those photos. Just go to our website, npr.org.